we have Carter Miller from UA Chabad to talk to us, a student leader of that organization. Tell us a little bit more about your background in the Jewish community, your involvement with UA Chabad.
So I actually grew up Christian, but I figured out about my Judaism due to family heritage back in like 2020. And since then, I've been like heavily involved trying to get more like in touch with my identity. Chabad has been great. I love my rabbi and I love all the students in it. And it was a good learning experience. I attended some classes with the rabbi and went on a New York City trip and all that stuff. It's actually where I got this Yankee cap. So Chabad is an organization that specializes in outreach to Jewish communities. It's not just a student thing. It exists on its own and is a program. It's been around for, I think, since 1775. And it's just Jewish outreach to any community. So there's Chabad houses all over the place. Like there's a Chabad house in Taiwan, stuff like that. It just reaches Jews. But here at the UA, it's just a student organization run by a rabbi and a Ribbitson. But yeah, this year I decided to run for the executive board and ran for president as well. So that's what I do. So I'm, it's really more of a paperwork job, but I get to you know, represent the students and come on and do stuff like this. So it's really cool.
How did you find out about the Chalkings? What was your initial reaction to them?
So I woke up at about 8 a.m. yesterday, and I had a Snapchat from one of the guys on the board, and he was just like, hey, man, this has just appeared on campus or whatever. This is not okay. Then I saw it on someone else's story, and I was like, okay, so I've seen two of them. So that's pretty bad, but and I let the board know and everything. I texted a rabbi and stuff, but I didn't think there would be so many. So my initial reaction was, you know, just wow, like I don't know, there were so many. It was just incredible. It's a lot of effort.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
whenever you see something like that, and something to the degree that it's you see one, you see a second one, you see multiple, it's a pattern. How does that make you feel? What has been your experiences with something like this in the past? Like, what does that make you recall or bring up?
For me, I haven't been, you know, comfortable in my Judaism for long enough to go through heavy anti-Semitic attacks. And I think anyone our age, especially at the UA, hasn't been in an environment where they get harassed. But there have been some. I have talked to some students who have been harassed before, but they're just, you know, they're kids. So, you know, it's, but my reaction, initial reaction was anger, frustration, just borderline curiosity as to why something like that would be put on our campus, why it was allowed in the first place. But I'm sure, I think it was done in the dead of night, so I, you know, I don't think it was monitored, obviously. But yeah, I was angry beyond words yesterday morning, trying to get everything set up to go to the quad yesterday and stuff like that, and start a little, like, I guess, peaceful protest.
So. So going off that, like, what do you do to coordinate something in reaction to the Chalkings, and what do you have planned?
So officially tonight we're having a unity Shabbos, which is just a dinner at the rabbi's house like usual, but it's obviously remembering Holocaust Remembrance Day. And you know, that was going to happen regardless, but now it's like there's extra fire behind it, I guess, if that makes sense. But yesterday we spontaneously just set up our table on the quad and just wrapped tefillin and kind of set up like a little, not a peaceful protest. I hate using that because like it wasn't really a protest. It was more of just a gathering. I mean, like there were like 14 Jews there at a time, and just like standing in the quad and like, you know, like making sure like people saw us and knew we were there. So
yeah. So how does something like this affect you and your peers as people who are still becoming adults or growing in their faith?
To be honest with you, it depends on the person, but for me, it just reassures the fact that I know people out there, you know, hate us for no reason, almost. I mean, the reasons that they have are very loose, but It doesn't sway me at all, personally. I know some people that are scared to be Jews on campus, and I feel for them, and I hope that they can be more comfortable and more reassured that the reaction from the campus and the organizations, kind of helped them figure out, maybe this isn't so scary, I guess.
And in response to that, what support can people, whether they're Jewish or non-Jewish, give in reaction to something like this, or just on a day-to-day level, how can we support you?
So generally, I would say there's not anything like some guy walked up to our table at the quad yesterday and was like, hey, is there anything I can sign to like support you guys? Honestly, just making sure that this kind of anti-Semitism doesn't fly or go unchecked, that kind of thing. And then obviously we have donations to Chabad and stuff like that. Like Sammy Sigma Alpha Mu donated $500 yesterday to Chabad in response to everything. So that was great. Thank you guys. So stuff like that, just like little stuff too, like, making sure that like if you do see any anti-Semitism like being acted out physically, react to it, not in a bad way, but like, make sure that people know like, hey, there are Jews on this campus and they're loud and proud. So this is not going to stand here. So,
yeah.
Well, as we're sort of wrapping up here, thank you so much for talking to us. But is there anything else? I know we've had a lot of questions. Is there anything else that we haven't covered yet that you'd like to add, that you'd like to say to our audience listening while you have this platform?
I generally want people to understand that regardless of all this anti-Semitism, the Jews at Alabama are not swayed and they're not scared, not intimidated. And we're stronger than ever, and I saw more Jews come together yesterday and more people come together than I have on this campus in a long time in my time being here. So honestly, we turned a horrible morning into a beautiful day, and I want people to remember the positive things that happened yesterday, not just the negative.
That's great. Thank you again, Carter Miller, for being in the studio with us today and talking to us about this.
Absolutely.